This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Streets and cities across the United States are quiet this morning after another night of protests. They follow the killing of a black man by a white police officer in Atlanta, Georgia, on Friday night. Rayshard Brooks was shot after apparently grabbing the officer's taser and tried to escape in order to avoid arrest for alleged drunk driving. The city fired the officer and placed a second officer on administration. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. The death of Brooks comes as the entire country is grappling with the issues of how police treat African-American men suspected of even relatively minor crimes. This follows last month's death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A Russian court has found ex-U.S. Marine Paul Whelan guilty of spying for the United States. He was sentenced to 16 years in jail after a closed trial, which U.S. diplomats said was unfair and opaque. High-profile Philippine journalist Maria Ressa was convicted Monday in a cyber libel case that press freedom advocates employed to silence critics of President Rodrigo Duterte. The verdict was handed down in a Manila courtroom against Ressa, who heads the news site Rappler. She is out on bail. Her lawyer says they will appeal the verdict. Equities tumbled Monday, extending last week's losses on fears of a second wave of coronavirus infections around the world. Tokyo fell over 3% and Seoul sank nearly 5%. Hong Kong, Sydney, Singapore, Mumbai, and Bangkok were all down more than 2%. London, Paris, and Frankfurt all lost more than 2% at the start of trading on Monday. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.